The cloud of white parted slowly before Ryan as she stepped through the soft, whirling smoke created by the smouldering candles placed around the tent. Quivers of anticipation rippled through her as she saw the wisps swirl around the shadowy shape. She stopped, not wanting the thrill to dissipate from her veins. So often in the past did a man not live up to her expectations that she was afraid she would be sorely disappointed by him, the mightiest of legends. But his shadow beckoned to her, and she pushed any doubts aside. She had to know his secrets. Ryan continued to move through the frosty smoke, the dark blur of his body forming into a solid shape. He had fought to the end, she thought, just as I would have. Lucien said it had taken 20 men to bring him to his knees. 20 men. She wanted to believe this, but surely Lucien must have been exaggerating. Yet it wasn't like him to inflate the truth. She moved toward the figure chained to a post in the tent, stepping out of the mists. His head was hanging down, his long black mane draping over his chest. So he did have black hair. Was it truly hiding horns? Ryan moved closer, slowly, her gaze appraising him, his body. He was no disappointment there. The urge to touch him was overwhelming. She stretched her fingers toward him and touched the hair on his naked chest, running her hands along his torso, marvelling at the size of his muscles. They were hard, sculptured curves of warm flesh. Magnificent, she thought. The smell of him, the heady, musky scent of him enveloped her. Her prisoner stirred, his head moving slightly from side to side, as if he was struggling to clear his mind. His head slowly lifted. A thrill of anticipation touched Ryan's spine as his dark eyes, the eyes of midnight, rose like the moon to gleam at her.
"Enjoying yourself?" he asked,
his voice low, suggestive. Through the darkness he wore like a veil, she saw the flash of his white teeth. Ryan pulled her hands away and watched the shadows slide off his features as his face slowly came into the flame's light. A shiver snaked its way up her spine. The candlelight revealed a sensual mouth with a cynical twist to it, a Spartan chin hewn from an ancient line of warriors. Ryan realized that she had been holding her breath and released it slowly in admiration. She could not believe the sight that greeted her. This is the man who was born without a heart. The man who is in league with the devil. The most feared barbarian in all of England. Then how can he be so handsome? She ignored his comment and stepped back, the mist swirling around her body like a cape. She quickly regained her composure, and her blue eyes swept him without a hint of emotion.
"So," she murmured, "you are the Prince of Darkness."
He stared hard into her eyes as if he were reading her mind. Ryan watched the emotions play over his face. Recognition, disbelief, and then furious anger. His eyes widened with incredulity.
"The Angel of Death. A woman."